This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everybody lives in fear. Who said that? Mr. Harry Truman, the President of the United States back in the 50s. Is that what's happening today? Why, of course, yes, it is. Folks, what we're going to do today is we are going to go down the line, and I'm going to let them speak for themselves. I'm going to let them step all over themselves so you can hear for yourselves the things that I've been bringing to the light. Folks, this is, well, in many cases, many may say, well, I've heard this before, and well, there's a lot of people that haven't, and people are beginning to pay attention to the message that's been given for 50 and 60 years, because they realize something's amiss in their country. Something's not right. Boy, I wonder how loud that bell had to be. But in saying that, friends, I'm going to play a piece where the CIA agents are giving U.S. news. This is back in 1975. I'm going to let you hear for yourself as to what they were saying when they were questioned by those that should have been actually magnifying the laws of our Constitution, but rather they were stonewalling, and they were acting as if, well, you know, we're going to do a little interrogation here. We're going to be doing some asking some questions here, but don't worry about it. I won't be too hard on you. I just want to appease the American people so they go back to sleep. Well, I'm going to play this piece for you. Then after that, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go secondly to the Irish Parliament. I want you to hear, America, what the state-controlled media will not report. What are people saying about the President of the United States of America? You need to hear it, friends, because, again, you're not going to hear this through the state-controlled media. But we're going to let you listen as to what this woman had to say. And I'm telling you what, friends, you want to talk about throwing it down, she threw it down big time. And she says what everybody knows to be true. And interestingly enough, we hear it from foreign politicians or statesmen or stateswomen, might I say. But in America, you'll never hear them say that. I mean, just think about it, America. After 1,083 transgressions of the Constitution of the United States of America, not one of your representatives has actually drawn up the Articles of Impeachment, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. So therefore, not one, folks, can be trusted. Regardless of how good you say they are, you're to judge them by their fruit. I can tell you this, we're dealing with a bunch of capitulators, a bunch of cowards, a bunch of spineless pansies that aren't doing their job. And because of it, they're helping the destruction of the United States of America incrementally, step by step, not realizing that they themselves are going to be a part of the hole that they themselves have dug. And again, America, let me remind you, I don't want to be a part of falling into that hole. And if you don't, neither, hold on to your seats. We're going to get to this in just a couple moments. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got a brand new landing page. It is second to none. Check it out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And again, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, you may over the next 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, you have with yours truly Bradley Dean. I wanted to let you know that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really, truly is. Because this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And folks, one more thing. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick before we get to these pieces on the other side concerning the audio of the CIA in Irish parliaments. Former Facebook employees confess to routinely suppressing conservative news outlets. I just want to let you know, friends, this has taken off. People knew that there was something wrong, and we have some whistleblowers on the inside telling the people as to how Facebook is operating. Again, friends, it's a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, considering freedom of speech. And understand, friends, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So we have freedom as so far as the law permits. Amen? And that's called the free flow of liberty in the book of James. I also wanted to let you know, Obama looks to cut time for screening unvetted Muslim refugees. What is that all about? What is that all about? On sonsoflibertymedia.com, here we have Frankenstein himself having a little fun. But in truth, folks, if you put them up to each other, there is a lot of similarities. John Kerry pushes New World Order agenda to the university grads. Prepare for borderless world. Folks, what do they need to do? They've told on themselves. If you judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7, as Jesus told us to, do you not see the corrupt fruit hanging from their withering branches, folks, that are soon to be cut down and cast into the fire? Do you not see it? Do you want to burn with these people? Because that's exactly what they mean to do, friends, is they want to take you with them. They're a bunch of losers. They're a bunch of lowlifes. And folks, when you look in Scripture, you will see that corrupt kings always appointed, guess who, friends? They always appointed the baser sort. And here you have one. John Kerry pushing New World Order at a university, folks. And by the way, out of all the high schools that I've done in this country in 24 states, 360 to be exact, and the colleges that I've done, I can't tell you, folks. It's interesting. If you want to meet some stupid people, go into a college in the United States of America. And I'm not saying that to be demeaning. It's a fact. At least in high school, there's still a little hope. But one question that I would beg to ask the parents in this country, why is it that you complain about what you tolerate? Why is it that you drop your kids off at the public school gate in the first place to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights? Only you can answer that, but rest assured, you're going to reap what you sow. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wow. Bundy Ranch political prisoner, Pete Santilli. He's a political prisoner while in court after denying his release. He said, I'm a journalist. This is what they do in communist China. Well, you better bet your bottom dollar. And friends, just let me say this again. China is the blueprint for the New World Order. And I'm not helping these clowns that are united in concert to try to establish a New World Order. The kings of the world, as they like to call themselves, the elitists that gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. The answer from heaven isn't good for these people. I'm simply telling you, friends, what's going on in your backyard. You have political prisoners that are exposing the crimes of those that are committing the act of treason, namely the likes of Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama, and none other than Hillary Clinton. And he's in jail for exposing them as a journalist. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I was just told they're having some phone connection issues down at GCN. I do apologize. It should be fixed ASAP. If it is within the hour, I'll be sure to let you know and you can give us a call. Outside of that, friends, Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor and journalist, said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said journalists are taught to lie, to betray the people, and not tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA in America gets control over all the majority of journalists. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com highlighting some of the articles that have been recently posted just in the last couple minutes, some of them case in point. Swedish mom takes in Muslim male refugee who rapes, and he repays her by raping her 10-year-old daughter. Folks, you do need to realize what you're dealing with, folks. For real, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Gun control on Mother's Day in Chicago. Did you know that there were 49 people shot, 8 dead in 48 hours? Good job over there, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Pretty crazy stuff happening in the United States of America. In North Carolina, standing for all the states, it's interesting, friends, what's going on over there, and I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow. But it's interesting, in North Carolina, you know that the president of the United States of America, the criminal in chief, you do realize that this is mask off. If you've taken the time to read the gay manifesto, you'll understand that it's not satire whatsoever. It's mask off, friends. These people are attempting to incrementally initiate and implement pedophilia. And if you think I'm kidding, why don't you go and check it out online, because the pedophiles now want their rights as well. And I just want to put a reminder out there. The people that I know, you touch their kids, you don't have to worry about calling the cops. If you're a pedophile, there's just certain areas that you don't go, and I'm telling you that's one. And when you get caught, if a father is lenient with you, Because we know that many are not. Once you get into prison, it's all over for you there. So you're committing suicide by going that direction. Furthermore, Jesus said it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. And also read Exodus 22, because he said concerning those that would touch the fatherless, the widows, or the strangers, he said if they at all cry out unto me, he said I will surely kill them with the sword. Amen. Hallelujah. I wanted to let you know that in North Carolina, again, friends, you do understand that they're under attack by the federal government, which is a creature of the states. Maybe they should read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but accordingly, and apparently, folks, they have failed to do so. So why don't you do it and then enforce the law, because you are the law against those criminals, and indict them, every single one of them. In North Carolina, they're being threatened by the President of the United States to withhold your tax dollars to support that state. Friends, I didn't know that that was his job. I didn't know that he went out and worked for it. Folks, you're allowing an individual that has never ran a candy store successfully to destroy your country. And you're going to hear that from the Irish Parliament in just a couple moments here. But without further ado, friends, I do want you to understand that in every state in the United States, pedophilia is a felony. And I want to tell you, just in the state of Minnesota, I was doing a little due diligence this morning. State statute in the state of Minnesota, which is 609.342, subdivision 11, a person in sexual contact with a person under the 13 years of age mark may be sentenced to imprisonment for not more than 30 years or to a payment of not more than $40,000. Folks, this is a felony. And just think about it. Stores in the United States of America are opening up their doors to sexual predators concerning your innocent children. Are they not to be held accountable? You better bet your bottom dollar they are. But I want to talk about this tomorrow. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I do want you to understand, how come everybody's talking about what Target's doing concerning their gender-neutral bathrooms, but how come nobody's pointing the finger back at the Target CEO? He seems to be off America's radar for some reason. He would be responsible for the crimes committed against the innocent, friends. And until you bring it there, you're blaming the gun rather than the person pulling the trigger. Do you understand? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, North Carolina governor deserves kudos for lawsuit against Obama DOJ for threats against states. Absolutely, friends. This should have happened 7 3/4 years ago. He should have been impeached. He should have been indicted, folks. He can be indicted for the smallest infraction concerning the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. Not 1,083 transgressions. That means he's given the finger to you over and over and over again, saying, I'm going to do what I want to do, regardless if you think it's okay or not. That's how this criminal in the White House has been operating, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Corporations pushing globalist agenda equals a new era of American fascism. If you know any history concerning the Bushes, friends, you do need to see the connections between George W. Bush to George Bush Sr. to Prescott Bush to the Hitler regime. Because, folks, they are acting accordingly, line upon line, precept upon precept. Do check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, folks, boy, oh boy, oh boy, Muslim migrants may get German politicians' apartments. Ex-pastors suggest free prostitutes for asylum seekers. I mean, this is just so far out there, folks. It's the unthinkable, and keep in mind, that's where they do it. I also want you to think about this, friends. You do need to understand that these demigods, that you've given the permission, friends, to do the things that they will at will, you've added strength to tyranny by allowing them to do what they're doing to you and your posterity now. I want you to understand that these people really do believe within themselves that they are above the law, that they themselves swore to uphold. And the only reason that they're thinking that is because, again, America, you've given them a pass. Now you got to hold responsibility before God, first and foremost, Acts 20:21, verse 21, and then you need to hold those that serve we the people, that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, the Declaration of Independence, accountable to that law. And that is you, the people, under God. Amen? One nation under God has meaning. But they do. They believe that they're above the law, friends. I didn't know that they were impervious to the law. I didn't know that they were above the law. I didn't know that they were there to tear down the Constitution and attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish images. John 8:44, there is no truth in them. Also read John 10:10 when you get a moment. One more highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Captain Clay Higgins, our nation is being destroyed by thieves in suits that no longer represent we the people. Do check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, Captain Clay Higgins, our nation is being destroyed by thieves in suits that no longer represents we the people. Well, praise God. You know what? Those that work in any capacity in government that swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, just think, rather than them saying, you know what, I'm afraid I might lose my job, to, you know what, I swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that means all the way up to the top of the flagpole. If he violates it, we stand against him. Just imagine if everybody in a representative position in this country actually magnified the law of the Constitution, friends. Even going back, friends, when you look in the Word of God, God appointed judges to preserve his people. If the judges in the United States of America did their jobs, the President of the United States would be completely incapacitated. Folks, he couldn't do the things that he's doing. Somebody that's working in some sort of form of representative position in the country, they're giving way to this. And again, friends, I've shared with you in the past, and I say it again because it comes to my aid. Remember that during May 1945, concerning the Nuremberg trials, the war criminals under Adolf Hitler, they all said that they were, well, not every single one of them, but a good portion of them, said that they were just doing their job by obeying Adolf Hitler. No, if they were doing their job, they would have been standing against the likes of the Adolf Hitlers. And also keep in mind, just to prove my point, if it wasn't for the people that were doing the killing under Adolf Hitler, no one would have got killed because Adolf Hitler wasn't pulling the trigger. And I hope I brought that real clear as to the reason you need to understand what I'm saying. If everybody's doing their job in the United States of America, the criminal in the White House, folks, not only would he be removed, but he wouldn't be able to do a thing against the Constitution. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, we're not to throw off the chains of the Constitution. He said, we're not to throw off the Constitution. He said, we're to throw off them that pervert the Constitution. And again, when you read the Declaration of Independence, it is not only a duty, but an obligation to do so, friends. And that is not un-American. That is completely American, no matter how hard the state-controlled narrative tries to beat down the patriots in this country. Because I'll tell you what, America is wide awake. Again, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. What we're going to talk about is actually, I get to take a seat for a moment. And I'm going to play some video from a CIA representative. This is back in 1975, right after Vietnam War, which we all know is a contrived war. We know that after John F. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, Johnson reversed his orders the very next day. And we know that that war was basically all about the money that the military-industrial complex could make off the blood of your children, friends. And we're gonna go ahead and play that piece. CIA agents giving us U.S. news. Yep, it's out in the light. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. Why is that? Because all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do in Jesus' name.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Okay, so here we go. What we're going to do is, oh my goodness, I'm going to pull something up because I want you to hear this, and in the process, I want you to understand what's going on in your country right now. If you go to Daniel 8:25, it says, "And through his shrewdness, he will cause deceit to succeed by his influence. And he will magnify himself in his own heart." Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment as well. "And he will destroy many while they are at ease." The scripture tells us, "Woe unto those that are in Zion, namely those that are at ease." So church, wake up. "And he will destroy many while they are at ease. He will even oppose the prince of princes, but he will be broken without human agency." Listen, "he will cause deceit to prosper through his cunning and by his influence, and in his own mind he will make himself great. He will destroy many in a time of peace. He will even stand against the prince of princes, yet he will be shattered, not by human hands." Wow. King James Version, Daniel 8:25, "And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart." This is a narcissist in the White House, friends. "And by peace shall he destroy many." Through totalitarian methods, friends. "He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand." There's another one that actually brings forth, "He shall be crushed without human help." Another one by human agency. In other words, friends, those that dare stand up against the God of heaven in Jesus' name, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the end is never good. It never is. And we have a bunch of fools that are allied one with another that think that they're going to go ahead and get one over on the King of Kings because they have been dummied down enough and deceived to believe that they have got a foot over on the Lord that they are at length going to bow to, because every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So they're not going to get out of it, friends. But the fact of the matter is, we can arrange the appointment to happen a little bit sooner if we can get this thing right. What I want to do is I want to go over, and I want you to hear this. Actually, me and my son will go over, the producer of the show, and we're going to go ahead and let you hear this audio of CIA agents actually being interrogated. Listen carefully, friends, because this was back in 1975. Check this out.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. Now, we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organization in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of the CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
You know, friends, what's interesting about that last piece is the CIA is being interrogated by a committee. He says we should have different circumstances if we're going to go forward with these proceedings, is what he said. Well, wait a second. Are you being interrogated, or are you the one doing the interrogating? Because it's interesting how those that were on the committee just gave him a pass, and he shuts his mouth. So it tells you as well who's controlling the politicians. And you better bet your bottom dollar that these politicians that will be controlled are compromised men. Okay? I want you to understand that. When I was doing my due diligence concerning today's show, I could pull up quotes with my name and they would come up instantaneously. Friends, I see that many of them have been scrubbed now. I can't find them. Even when I push in keywords, even key sentences along with my name, they will not pull up on Google. Friends, you better bet your bottom dollar they are controlling every bit of information that you get. But I want to tell you, I'm not going anywhere by the grace of God in Jesus' name. Now, to those that are in the CIA and you're corrupt, because I know there's good people there as well. I know that there was a commercial during the break where it talks about how Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and the devil made you do it. I want to tell you something just so you understand. The devil didn't make you do anything. You chose to do it. I want you to understand that. And for the choices that you make every step of the way in every little thing that you do, you do need to understand that Jesus said that you're going to be judged according to every thought that you took upon yourself, every deed that you actually exhibited. I want you to understand the devil didn't make you do anything. But when I watch these videos, these people are of a different spirit, friends. They feel, because they've been given a pass to go ahead and do the things that they do by the higher-ups, by their controllers, is what they're called. And folks, if they have a controller and they're working for an organization like this, they don't have enough common sense to realize that they're expendable as well. And so are their controllers. And it goes all the way up to the top until there's nobody left, friends. That's how the enemy of your soul operates. But I just wanted to make clear, the devil didn't make you do anything. You made the choice to do it. Deuteronomy 30:19, in the book of Romans chapter 6, it says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." That's a negative, but it says right after that, "But God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine." In other words, you made a choice to obey. Just keep in mind, though, again, friends, you're going to be judged for every thought that you take upon yourself. Okay. I also want to say that, you know, you're not responsible for the birds that fly over your head, but you are if you allow them to nest in your hair. Okay. So you have to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of Christ. We cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We're to do that. Well, that's hard. Yes, it is. But you know what? Either I'm alive to myself or I'm alive to Christ. And if I've been crucified with Christ, then it's not me that lives, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And yes, it is work, but it's obedience. Chastise your flesh. Do a fast, friends. Not out of works. Don't expect it to change God. It changes you. Read Isaiah 58 when you get a moment. Okay? Going back to this point, William Casey, the CIA director, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." Folks, Operation Mockingbird was a secret campaign by the United States CIA to influence media. Now they have control over it. This began in the 1950s, and it was initially organized by Cord Meyer and Alan Dulles. By the way, Dulles was the one that was fired by none other than John F. Kennedy, who said he was going to shatter the CIA into 10,000 pieces. Keep in mind, after the assassination, Johnson actually took Alan Dulles and put him as the fox in the chicken coop concerning the Warren Commission. Just so you understand their influence, folks, these people, all these people in the past that have participated with the likes of what I'm exposing right now, they're all in hell right now, and they deserve to be there. Because every step of the way, they knew exactly what they were doing. And I'll bet you what, when it was lights out, the next thing they saw was their judge. And it probably wasn't too good for them, was it? Where the worm dieth not. The fire is going to be salted forever. We're talking about eternity. Okay? Where the fire is not quenched. Now, that's the consequence of those that have not repented for violating God's moral law. Okay? But going back to this, it began in the 1950s by Alan Dulles and was later led by Frank Wisner after Dulles became the head of the CIA. The organization recruited leading American journalists into a network to help present the CIA's views and funded some student and culture organizations and magazines as fronts. As it developed, it also worked to influence foreign media and political campaigns in addition to activities by other operating units of the CIA. We'll be right back.
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, so here we have it. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We've been talking about the CIA's control over the media. Well, what about, as a matter of fact, let me just give you this quote again. CIA Director William Casey said under Ronald Reagan, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." Now, showing you that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, going over to a journalist, none other than Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor and journalist, he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Journalists are taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists. What about the ones they don't have control over? What about the ones that they can't muzzle? See, folks, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does. It seems now in America you have to look into the corners to find the ones that are willing to tell you what the ones that are out in the open are not willing to tell you. Cowards. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you over to an Irish parliament. I want you to listen carefully, folks, because this wasn't restricted in any sense of the word. And I want you, as I've shared with you, friends, I've given you the analogy. If you go to the international airport in Chicago, New York, wherever the case might be, you go there and you ask people coming in from foreign countries into America concerning the topics in which we deal with, they will tell you that the information that you have is completely true, untrue. It's completely untrue. It's counter to the truth, friends. In other words, you're completely being lied to, friends. Now you have whistleblowers coming out and telling you the same thing. You know, I mean, friends, do you remember Amber Lyon? who worked for CNN, she said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, to construct stories in a specific manner while working for the left-wing network. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Folks, they only have a 6% approval rating. That means 94% of you listening right now don't believe a thing that the state-controlled narrative has to say. You don't believe the information whatsoever. Did you know that CNN, as a matter of fact, only has an average of 2 million viewers a day? And yet when you go to airports and train depots and bus depots, why is CNN always up? Because it's all bought and paid for. The impression is that CNN is everywhere. No, they are not. Okay? So what we're doing here, folks, is we're tearing down our father's idols and the lies that have been literally permeated throughout the United States, tearing them down as falsehoods so we can establish the truth. That is the job of the prophetic, and that's exactly what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Listen to this woman. She's unhinged. And I'll tell you what, if I could jump through the screen and high-five her, I'd say, amen, sister. You need to come to America and start shaking people up the way that we are. Because you are saying what they cannot control. Listen to this.
Taoiseach, I think it's important to take this opportunity to bring a bit of balance into the discussions around the visit of the U.S. President and his wife, given the almost unprecedented slobbering over them that the nation has been exposed to over the last number of days. And it's really hard to know which is worse, whether it's the outpourings of the Obamas themselves or the sycophantic fawning over them by sections of the media and the political establishment. We've had separate and special news bulletins by the state broadcaster to tell us what Michelle Obama and her daughters had for lunch in Dublin, but very little questioning of the fact that she was having lunch with Mr. Tax Exile himself. We had very little challenging of the fact that she's glad to be home. Home, a country that she's been in less than a week and that her husband has very tenuous links in. And of course, the biggest irony of all, the protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal. He has just announced his decision to supply arms to the Syrian opposition, including the jihadists, fueling the destabilization of that region and continuing to undermine secularism and knockback conditions for women. This is the man who is in essence stalling the Geneva peace talks by trying to broker enhanced leverage for the Syrian opposition by giving them arms, and to hell with the thousands more who lose their lives or the tens of thousands more who will be displaced as this war goes on. This is the man who has facilitated a 200% increase in the use of drones, which have killed thousands of people, including hundreds of children. And you, Taoiseach, you are the one who's turned a blind eye on these activities. You've talked about the G8 being an opportunity to showcase Ireland. But is it not a reality that you have showcased us as a nation of pimps, prostituting ourselves in return for a pat on the head? To be honest with you, we were really speculating this morning whether you were going to deck the cabinet out in leprechaun hats decorated with a bit of stars and stripes to really mark abject humiliation here. So my question to you, Taoiseach, is as follows. What steps are you going to take to follow in the correct statements and the correct decision of your colleague Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore, who voted against the lifting of the arms embargo in relation to Syria? What steps are you going to take to ensure that no weapons for Syria are going to go through Shannon in breach of our international laws on neutrality? What steps are you going to take to showcase this country, not as a lapdog of US imperialism, but as an independent nation with an independent foreign policy which takes a lead in international diplomacy to outlaw the use of drones, the favourite method of extermination of your friend, Mr. Obama.
Now, just so you understand, friends, that is Claire Daly, Dublin North, out of Ireland, friends. This is the Irish Parliament where she's confronting, I believe, the Prime Minister of that country. I got the video in front of me with the fact that she is, that the Prime Minister is literally all over himself for the Barack Obamas of the world. Folks, you do need to understand that you're being used to stage, this country is being used to literally police the world. This is the country that they are attempting to branch off of concerning global, new world order, global dominance. And you have to understand that you do realize that Barack Hussein Obama, what she was saying every step of the way was exactly true. And it's interesting that I noticed that she talked about how he's pimping. And the fact of the matter is I've called him a pimp. And the fact of the matter is when you look at this feminine pansy that's a criminal in the White House, folks, he has zero influence. He has control. He has the big dogs behind him, friends, that are willing to do his biddings if they don't act accordingly. And this is one lady, Claire Daly, in Dublin North, and concerning the Irish people in the Parliament, that's not bowing to their every whim. She's exposing them for who they are. And of course, you're not going to see this on breaking news in the United States of America. Now, this also explains why Ireland disappeared from the news like Egypt did, because any nation that turns on Obama vanishes from the TV screen. Now, folks, I don't want to give this minion any more credit than he deserves. He deserves zero credit for anything good and upright in any sense of the word. He's a devil, he's a narcissist, and he's about to fall in Jesus' name. If not now, and I'm talking about the American people lawfully standing up and dealing with the crimes of this administration and those that we've exposed today, I'll tell you what, friends, it's going to be an appointed day where he's going to meet his judge regardless if he likes it or not. I don't care if people say, well, I don't believe that. Well, listen, it doesn't matter if you believe at all. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ regardless. And if you're not under the blood of Jesus Christ, you are damned and you did it to yourself. Don't blame God for the choices that you made. It reminds me of the man in the book of Luke who ended up in hell. He was a rich man, and there was a beggar, Lazarus, and when they both died, one was sent to hell. Obviously, the rich man was. And interestingly enough, Lazarus was, well, he was over on the other side, and there was a partition between the two. And he was in the bosom of his father, Abraham. And the man that was in hell said, you know what? I didn't believe in this place until I got here, and I would ask that, Lord, you would go tell my five brothers. And the Lord said back to him, listen, they have Moses and the prophets. And then he goes on, he said that they will not believe unless you go to him. He said, no, they have Moses and the prophets. Listen to what I'm saying to you, friends. This is what the Bible says. They have Moses and the prophets. And the Lord said back to him, listen, if they're not going to believe Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. So, folks, we need to get this in the correct procedure, the proper steps, friends. And I say this out of love, not out of hate. Folks, we need to get this right because foreigners are trying to tell us what's going on. And yet the CIA is controlling the information that you get. How does that fare with you? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.